Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. This week, we are going deeper into something that quietly affects almost every area of your life, self-trust. Why don't you trust yourself? How do we know when we don't trust ourselves? So we're going to dive deep into this subject in a very gentle and loving way. So why don't you trust yourself when you knew and you didn't listen? And I've got a deep story to share with you about a time that I didn't listen. I didn't trust myself. I overrode those feelings. So have you ever overridden a feeling that you had maybe in your gut, in your body? Well, that's where we're going with this show. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Thank you for being here. You being here means a lot to me. I am a transformational teacher, trauma recovery guide, and I'm also the author of three books that have been published, and the new book, Unbecoming, is coming out this year. The other books are available on Amazon and Audible. This is where emotional healing meets embodied awakening. And you're in the right place if you've ever walked away from a conversation or maybe a relationship feeling unsettled, irritated, or maybe even angry. And this could have been with a friend, a coworker, it could have been with a neighbor, it could have been with a spouse, a partner. And maybe you didn't fully understand why that you felt angry at the end of that conversation. Or maybe deeper than that, you questioned yourself. You may have thought, maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm too sensitive. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever been told maybe that you're too much? Or you're too sensitive? Well, that's where we begin. We're going to slow this down. And I want you to go back and remember a moment. It might have been a conversation where someone talked over you, didn't let you speak. You may be sharing something deep from your heart, and this person talked over you, interrupted you, didn't fully hear you. So I just want you to allow those feelings to come up. Don't rush it. What we are doing is accessing feelings in the body. And this is something that I help you do. It's embodied healing. Because the body never lies. The body is always, always talking to us. And if you start listening to your body and start trusting what your body is telling you, you're going to have an easier time with life, with relationships. You've got to start trusting this, and that's where we're going tonight. So in that moment when you had that conversation and that person talked over you and you felt maybe tingling, I felt this before, tingling in my shoulders when I feel some angry feelings coming up. And maybe those feelings are coming from the other person. Sometimes you get a tingling in your shoulders. I've had those. So in the moment, your body was registering, feeling something. It's signaling to you. It's a feeling. It may be subtle. It might have been strong. It might have been something in your gut, but it was there. And instead of honoring that feeling, you overrode it. You stayed quiet. You let the thought subside. You doubted it. Oh no, That can't be real. That's not what I'm feeling. You ignored the feeling that was coming up in your body. You minimized it and you told yourself, it's not a big deal. I don't want to make this into something. It's fine. But later, maybe you had another conversation with that same person, and that same angry feeling came up again. Irritation, tightness, frustration, maybe even anger. And you wondered, why am I feeling this way? Because your body is talking to you. Remember that song with Olivia Newton-John? Let me hear your body talk. A little bit different subject, but still, your body does talk to you. And we need to start listening and paying attention to what our body is saying. So maybe you wondered, why am I feeling like this? Your body knew. Your body knew in real time, and you didn't listen. Not because something's wrong with you. And I have to caution you, this is one of the statements that you do not want to make or ask yourself, what's wrong with me? Don't do that. We often do it, but what's going to happen is your body will find something wrong with you. So when you ask that question, that's what starts to happen. So we've been trained not to listen to our bodies, to suppress those feelings, ignore them. And now this doesn't just happen in conversations. This is happening all day long. Let me see if any of these sound like you. You say yes when you mean no. You take on things you don't have the energy for. You help when you're exhausted. You stay when something feels off. You ignore your intuition because it's inconvenient. You push through when your body is asking you to stop. You may not even go to the bathroom when you need to. I remember when my kids were little, I'd go almost the whole day without stopping to take care of my own needs. We need to pay attention to what our body is saying. You may ignore thirst. And you know what happens if you ignore thirst long enough? It starts to feel like hunger. And then you may reach for food instead of water. But you might ignore your hunger as well. You may ignore fatigue and keep going, keep pushing. And what can happen is this exhaustion turns into a cold or worse, the flu, a sinus infection, and still you push. Does that sound like you? Have you ever done that? Have you ever done any of these things? These are not small moments. This is where self-trust is either built or broken. So let's go a little deeper. Are you ready? What happens when you don't trust yourself? You begin to second guess everything. You may ask all your friends, what do you think about this? Should I do that? You look outside yourself for validation instead of checking in with your body. How does this feel in my body if I was to go on this date with this person? How does it feel in my body if I have this conversation with somebody and say, that's too much, I can't do it? Check in with your body. Ask your body. How does this feel inside? So you doubt your own perception when you don't trust yourself. And sometimes you may be sitting down at a table with people in a restaurant and you wait to order until everyone else has placed their order because you don't trust what you want. Maybe you don't even know what you want. It's a lot easier to know what you don't want. So you could start there. So if you make a list of the things that you don't want, it might be easier for you to figure out what you do. That's a journaling prompt. What do I not want? What do I not want more of? And when you list those things, maybe come up with 10 and then invert those and look at what do I want? So in relationships, you might tolerate behavior that doesn't feel good. You may stay quiet when something matters to you instead of speaking up. Instead of telling somebody, you hurt my feelings. I don't like it when you say those things to me. You keep it quiet. You stuff it down. You may walk on eggshells, trying not to upset the other person, trying to keep the peace, trying to be liked, trying to be accepted, maybe to fit in or to be loved. And over time, what starts to happen when you keep suppressing what you actually want and what your needs are, you begin to disappear. You become the one who keeps everything together. You may not want to rock the boat. You don't speak up. You adjust. You accommodate others. You adapt until one day you don't even know what you feel anymore. And this shows up in parenting too, in all our relationships, actually. But with our children, if you don't trust yourself, you may override your instincts with your children. You may second guess your decisions. You may worry, am I doing this right? Am I being too harsh? What will they think of me? Will they be angry with me? What will others think of me as a parent? Especially if you're parenting your children in front of others. Or maybe you have to say something to your husband or your wife. I remember when my two boys were young, right after the divorce, I had to return to work. There was this fly right around me. I had to return to work after being a stay-at-home mom for 9 years. And that was hard. It's hard for my kids and hard for me. And I had a babysitter, actually an au pair from Germany, and she lived with us so that my kids could sleep in. And she would take the boys bicycle riding and take them to the pool, feed them their lunch, and be there when I got home from work. So all summer long, this first summer that I was divorced, my oldest son started to work on me. Mom, all we've done is go riding on our bikes and going to the pool, and we didn't get to go to Sparkles to roller skate. I would take them, but they wanted to go on a Friday and they wanted to go to McDonald's without me with the babysitter. And he kept working on me and working on me. I didn't want to say no, but my gut was telling me I should not say yes. Every time I thought about them going with the babysitter in my car, I didn't feel good. But I didn't want to make an unpopular decision. I didn't want them to be upset with me, especially my older son. So I ignored the gut feeling, my stomach dropping every time I thought of them driving with the babysitter, and there was one more wrinkle. Our babysitter asked, can I bring my friend along? And my body was screaming at me, no, say no. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. Didn't want her to not like me. Has that ever happened to you? See, when we feel secure within ourselves, we trust ourselves. We trust the guidance we're given, and we say no when we mean no. So I'm sure you're wondering, what was the outcome? Well, the long and the short of it taught me a very valuable lesson. Trust my gut. Trust myself when I get a feeling of foreboding, and listen instead of ignoring those feelings. So while I was at work at GTE, a coworker drove me to work, actually, so the babysitter could have the car. And around 12 o'clock, right before lunch, I got a call from the fire department. I was living just outside of Atlanta. And the fire department told me my boys had been in a terrible car wreck. My car was totaled. I remember that day like it was yesterday. And they were rushed to Scottish Rite Children's Hospital, on backboards. I was terrified. Would they be okay? Why didn't I trust my feelings? Why didn't I listen to that strong instinct I had to not let them go? I didn't want to make an unpopular decision. I didn't want to disappoint my oldest son. I didn't want to upset the babysitter by saying no. Well, it turned out I rushed to the hospital, and there they were in the emergency room. And my one son had a huge, huge, like it wasn't a goose egg, it was about the size of an apple, because he hit the seat in front. He didn't have a seatbelt on. He could have flown out the window. Could have been a lot worse. My oldest son was a little bruised, I think, from the seatbelt. The babysitter and her girlfriend were perfectly fine. My car, of course, that was paid for, was totaled. It was a big, big lesson for me. So, have you ever had a strong feeling to not do something? Maybe not take the highway, take a back road, and then you got in an accident. Or maybe you needed to go a different route home and you didn't. When we trust ourselves, we tap into those feelings in our body and we listen. And children feel that, not as judgment, but when you don't trust yourself, your responses shift. And that can feel confusing and unsafe for a child. So let's talk about what happens when you're disrespected. When you don't trust yourself, you may not respond in the moment. You may freeze. You may smile. You may let it go. But inside, something is happening. Something is building. And that brings us to anger. So the feeling that you might have afterwards, irritation, maybe frustration or anger. And most people feel, I shouldn't feel this way. Why am I so sensitive? But anger is giving us information. It's telling us something. What if anger isn't actually important? It's giving you information. It shows when a boundary has been crossed, when something didn't feel right. Maybe when you've not been seen, heard, or respected. But here's the part most people don't realize. When you don't express anger, when you suppress it, when you turn it inward instead of allowing it to move, it doesn't disappear. It goes somewhere. And where does it go? It goes inside. Anger that is not expressed becomes internalized. And every time we're angry and we stuff it down, we're creating a heart wall, and that anger can become depression. Depression is not always just sadness. Sometimes it's unexpressed anger that had nowhere to go. It wasn't processed. And we're going to get to that because I'm all about the processes. I'm going to give you a way to release it. So we've done this before, but I want to remind you because we need to be reminded of these things that we have access to, a tool that can help you release anger as opposed to blowing up like Mount Vesuvius, which is what we do when we hold anger in for too long. One issue on top of another, on top of another, on top of another creates a disruption in our body and our mind. And that energy doesn't vanish, it accumulates, and we may blow up. We may find ourselves unable to hold it in anymore. Or it turns into numbness, disconnection, and fatigue. All right, so are you ready to do a little anger release? And this is a Kundalini yoga meditation. So it's going to involve us making fists, holding our hands up like this, thumbs inside, and we're going to do two processes. But the first one is this one. So we're making our fists like this, and we're going to be doing the backstroke, right? And coupling that with it's called the breath of fire. So we're doing the backstroke with the breath of fire. And when you're doing this at home, you want to set your clock for 3 minutes. And you can do this every single day or anytime somebody makes you angry, somebody pisses you off, whether it's the news or your husband, your wife, your kids, your neighbor, whatever it is, remember. Keep at it. Through the nose, only through the nose. Come on, stay with it. Okay, now what I want to ask you is, now that was not 3 minutes, it's probably maybe a minute and a half. McGillicuddy said it was about a minute and a half. How do you feel? I want you to check in. How are you feeling? How do you feel right now? Your body's more oxygenated. You feel like the elevator's going all the way to the top? What else do you feel? How do your arms feel? I'd love to hear from you. So if you're watching this later, the replay on YouTube, I'd love to hear from you. Yeah, 3 minutes a day. This is a really, really good release for anger. Now, what I want to say is anger needs to be released. It doesn't need to be held in. And what happens if we blow up or if we just, keep getting angry? Your blood pressure could go through the roof. Anger can really affect your blood pressure. So releasing it is a healthy act. And I highly recommend you do it often. So, unprocessed energy can turn into what? Depression. So, overriding yourself is not healthy. So, if you've been feeling low or disconnected, like you're just going through the motions, I want you to just gently ask yourself, What have I not allowed myself to feel? All right, what else have I not allowed myself to feel? No judgment, just awareness, and bring it into your body. I would like you to think of a recent event, a moment when you felt dismissed, talked over, or felt like you weren't even seen or understood. Or maybe somebody wouldn't let you express yourself. You feel it? Feel it in your body. Where is it that you're feeling it? So I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. Close your eyes and just breathe. Notice where you feel heaviness. Or maybe you don't feel, but you see. You may experience by seeing instead of instead of feeling. Everybody's different, and you're different senses may be stronger for you than others. So, what do you sense in your body? Do you feel a heaviness or do you sense a heaviness? So, just give that area a little bit of attention. Put some breath into that area, maybe in your shoulders or your back or your throat. You know, when we don't express ourselves, we can feel like we've got a lump in our throat. When you don't allow yourself to cry, your throat chakra can be blocked. If you haven't been allowed to speak up, if this was a something that happened in your childhood where you were not allowed to express yourself, like shut up or I'll give you something to cry about. That's what happened in my household. We weren't allowed to cry. And God forbid you should be too happy. Don't be happy. You're too noisy. Don't express your joy. So if you're not allowed to express joy or anger, what do? You become detached from what you feel and you could be completely numb. So what I would like you to do is just notice. Awareness is the first step. Notice, what am I feeling? Where am I feeling it? What does it feel like? Let it surface. One of the greatest tools is silence. Spending a little bit of time first thing in the morning. It's when I like to do it. But anytime during the day to sit with no television, no radio, not scrolling, not doom scrolling through your phone, or even watching the funny cat videos or whatever it is you watch. Sit in silence without your computer, without your phone. And just notice, what am I feeling? What have I stuffed recently? What am I not saying that I want to say? I'm going to tell you a little story. Happened very recently, as a matter of fact. I had someone offer to go to the grocery store for me. Did I want anything? And it was a particular day when I'd had a tough couple of days. And so this was a great relief. I just needed two things. Yes, please. Could you get me strawberries and granola? Thank you. So 20 minutes later, I guess I got a message. Oh, I already checked out. Now, for this same person, I have gotten a message asking me to pick something up for them. And I've been on the highway and turned around and gone back to the store to get the items for them. So it took me a moment. I had to really process the anger so that I wasn't yelling. But I had to say, I was very hurt and I was angry. Because you offered to do something for me and I've done it for you. I've actually turned around and gotten the things that you asked me for. And that person was Wow. Oh, I didn't know. And then, you know what happened, which is really interesting? They became a lot more attentive to me. How are you doing? How are you feeling? So, expressing how you feel is important. It could change the tone of your relationship, even if it's uncomfortable. Speaking your truth without blame, explaining it with compassion, it can shift everything. All right, so now we are going to shift out of the mind and back into the body. I've got something. This is, let's see if I can do it. I've been undergoing physical therapy for a frozen shoulder, so I am going to do my very best to demonstrate this because there is some activity here. It's not just breath work. So I want you to sit comfortably, spine nice and straight, shoulders relaxed. Okay, and you, not me, you're going to close your eyes. Take a moment to just arrive in your body. Take a nice deep breath and exhale. Take another deep breath and exhale. Good. I can feel you resting and you're getting into your body. One more time. And exhale deeply. All right. Now open your eyes just slightly. It's kind of like one tenth. So you can just barely see through your eyes. So I have to keep my eyes open because I'm watching you. So you are going to just gently keep your eyes slightly open, okay? And you're resting your gaze downward with a soft focus. And we're going to, do this breath first because it's a little different than what we normally do. And yes, this is Kundalini yoga. It's a meditation for self-trust. It builds self-trust. So it is four sniffs in and four sniffs out. How do you do that? All right, so I'll demonstrate. You want to keep it steady. Again. All right, you stay with the breath. I've got more to add. All right, keep with the sniffs. Four sniffs in, four sniffs out, four sniffs in, four sniffs out. And now there is a silent mantra that we're going to add. Now it's a pretty easy one. Remember, keep the sniffing. All right, so what is a mantra? Well, a mantra is a phrase that we repeat. So sometimes the mantra is out loud, sometimes it is silent. What's the difference? Well, it is different. So you can try it both ways, but right now we're going to do it silently. So on the inhale, while we are doing, you're going to do so, 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 so. So as I'll demonstrate it, you're not going to hear me do the so because I'm doing it silently. Okay, now the exhale is hung, 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 hung. So on the inhale, so, 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 so. I'll tell you what it is. I know I can hear you. What does it mean? I want to know what it means. All right. So, what does it mean? It means I am that. It means you're not separate. You're part of the universe. You are connected. We are all connected. All right. So, on the inhale, and you're doing so. And we're doing so on the inhale, hung, 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 hung on the exhale. So on the inhale, exhale, hung, 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 hung. Okay, so let's do that for a few moments, and then I'll add the third part. All right, we'll make it a little bit more challenging. And the third part is very important. All right, so we're going to do the sniffs together. You're doing those. So. Hung, 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 right? So. Hung, 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 hung with the breath, okay? So now we're going to, again, we're going to make a fist, but this time our thumbs represent our ego. Yeah. So there is an exercise where you put your arms up in the air with your thumbs up and you do the breath of fire, and that's to reduce the ego. So I'm not teaching that one today. So this one, we're putting our arms up. Oh boy, this hurts my left shoulder. Putting our arms up like this, all right? And it is the. Remember, so, hung, 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 hung. So, hung, 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 hung. So, hung, 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 hung. All right, so I'm hearing, oh boy, I'm hearing, how long do I have to keep this up? So, with most of the Kundalini meditations, what I recommend is that you start with a timer set with 3 minutes. So, just begin with 3 minutes. You're supposed to go up to 11, building up to 11. And you're going to, keep those thumbs extended. And you're keeping your arms up in this position. And again, the mantra means I am that. I am not separate. I am part of the universe. I am connected. And so you're wanting to stay with that rhythm, that. And so, if your mind wanders, you're just going to gently bring it back and stay with that. So. Hung, 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 hung. So. Hung, 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 hung. So, don't have any judgment. Be gentle with yourself when you're doing that, okay? This is you coming home to yourself. That's why this show is called Coming Home. Coming home to you. Yeah. So, what are you noticing? What are you feeling? What feels different? Just notice what you're feeling. I'm feeling a lot in my arms. How about you? Let your nervous system settle. Let your mind quiet. This is where self-trust begins, not in thinking, but in connection. Connection with you and the universe, you and your body. Yeah, we're supposed to do that for 8 to 10 minutes, but I thought I might lose you. So close your eyes. Close your eyes and just notice, how do you feel? I'm not going anywhere. What are you feeling? What are you noticing in your body? Start at the top of your head. I know my body and my head feels oxygenated. I feel like the elevator's going all the way to the top. You know, when we oxygenate our brain, it's helpful. All right, gently open your eyes. Self-trust is something that you rebuild. It is possible, moment by moment, choice by choice, conversation by conversation, speaking up when you're feeling hurt without reactivity. So if you can't speak in the moment, I waited till the next day, you know, about my strawberries and granola. I didn't attack it right when I was upset. I waited until I calmed down. I was activated for a lot of other reasons, not just the strawberries and granola, because you're probably going, it was just strawberries and granola, Jennifer, get over it. But there were a lot of other things going on. So next time that something feels off, take a breath. Close your eyes. What am I feeling? What am I feeling? Don't override the feeling. Feel it. So the thing about awareness, it's the first step. It's the first step in overcoming the past. It's the first step in healing. Awareness is where we notice what we're feeling, what we're thinking, what our body is saying. Don't override it. Don't dismiss it. Ask your body. Remember what I said. Your body is always listening. It's time for you to start listening to your body. Huh, what a concept. Let me hear your body talk. I won't quit my day job. All right. Listen to your body and begin to anchor this within you. I trust what I feel. I trust what I feel. I trust what I feel. My feelings are valid. Just let that settle in your body. Because you may have been raised to feel your feelings weren't valid. My feelings are valid. My feelings are valid. I listen to myself. I listen to myself. I listen to myself. Feel what you feel. What are you feeling? Where are you feeling it? Are you feeling something in your arms? Notice when somebody gets angry with you. Notice, do you feel tingling in your shoulders? Does your heart hurt? Does your gut twist? So what I want you to do is go back over those questions, okay? Actually, they're mantras. I trust what I feel. My feelings are valid. I listen to myself. You might want to write those down. Those are writer downers. I trust what I feel. My feelings are valid. I listen to myself. And just let that land in your body. Take a deep breath. Exhale. You can exhale through your mouth. Breathe in again. Nice deep breath. Exhale through your mouth. So, if something you heard today resonated, that's your nervous system recognizing truth. And this is some of what, not all, some of what I do with my private clients. I also do energy clearings, the things you can't move, the things that you haven't been able to process. I help you do that. I work privately and in groups. I also have many courses, many, many. And you can learn more or book a clarity session with me at jenniferelizabethmasters.com. Read about me, my history, how I came to do this work, starting back in 1998 is when I actually started, a long time ago. So until the next time, remember, healing isn't something becoming, it's not that you're becoming someone new. Healing isn't becoming someone new. You're still you. It's unbecoming everything that isn't you, everything you were not meant to carry. Unbecoming everything you were not meant to carry. And every so often, let go of that anger. Do the why every single day. If you do that every day, I guarantee you're going to be a lot happier. You will be much more able to have a conversation with somebody without boiling over, being Mount Vesuvius. Remember, depression isn't just sadness. Depression is unexpressed anger that we turn inward, or anger that we feel we don't have a right to have. So I know a lot of people that stuff their anger towards their parents because they don't feel right. How could I be so angry with my parents? They loved me. They did the best they could. And those are true. But you could still be angry with your parents. They did the best they could. And I know because I was very angry with mine, but I've processed. I processed enough to get to a place of loving acceptance of who they are, who they were. My dad's case and my mom, she was very difficult. Very difficult. But I really love her. Got to a place of loving acceptance of who she is without trying to change her. So, depression is unexpressed anger turned inward. It's the energy of. I didn't say what I needed to say. I didn't stand up for myself. Darn it, why didn't I say what I wanted to say? Why did I swallow what I was feeling? And over time that builds. And instead of moving outward, it collapses into a heaviness. And if we continue to hold it in, eventually numbness. Numbness, where you feel nothing. Disconnection. You feel flat, you feel tired, you feel something is off, but you can't access it. That is energy that never had a place to go. So if you've been feeling low, disconnected, or even depressed, I want you to gently consider, is there something you've been holding in? Is there something I've been holding? Is there something I haven't allowed myself to express or feel? This is not judgment. This is not judging yourself. This is being safe with you. This is awareness. Soft gaze turned inward for you to understand what your body has been carrying. So let's take this one step deeper. I want you to bring to mind a recent moment, a conversation, interaction. See it, feel it, and ask yourself, where did I feel that in my body? In my chest? In my throat? In my stomach? What did I not say? Stay with that for a moment, not fixing, not changing, just awareness. Self-trust is not something you force. It's something that you rebuild moment by moment by listening, by noticing, by honoring what you feel. So the next time something feels off, someone talks over you, you feel that tightening. What am I feeling? Listen and trust what you feel. Your feelings are valid. And if something resonated with you, contact me, JenniferElizabethMasters.com. I'd love to connect. And remember, healing isn't something becoming new. It's not you becoming new. It's you unbecoming everything that you were not meant to carry. Much love to you. Have a wonderful, wonderful connection with you.